darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Across Newcastle and Gateshead on 102.5 FM, online, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. This is Nova Radio Northeast News Update.
It's been reported since the start of the year, wholesale gas prices have risen 250%. The PM's telling us this is a function of the world economy waking up after COVID. Here's our reporter, Edward Breslin, with more.
Kwasi Kwarteng, the business secretary, is set to hold fresh crisis talks with the industry. He's expected to come under more pressure to provide a support package for suppliers who are asking for help through the crisis.
Starting today, eligible 12 to 15-year-olds in England will be receiving coronavirus vaccines, with the rollout starting in Scotland and Wales later on this week. The majority will be given at school. Head teachers are being given guidance on how to handle possible protests outside the school gates. The husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe says he's had good talks with the foreign secretary ahead of her meeting with the Iranian foreign minister to call for the immediate release of all detained UK nationals. And Olivia Colman delivered a tearful acceptance speech at the Emmys last night. She won Outstanding Lead Actress for her part in The Crown. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Olivia Mountser.
Radio Works.
A nationwide survey of our school memories from sports learning app MyFizz reveals that two-thirds of adults look back at PE lessons with dread. Olympic sprinter Adam Jamili says things have changed, though.
PE lessons have come a long way in recent years, especially since I was at school, and schools now have technology like the MyFizz app to make them fun and engaging. To find out more, head over to MyFizz, that's MyPhizz.com, and you can also take inspiration from people like me.
Sport with Lowe's Financial Management. When it comes to choosing how to put your money to work, there are countless options available. For almost 50 years, people have been turning to Lowe's for reliable, independent financial advice. We have thousands of satisfied clients who would recommend our services to help you secure, build, and safeguard your financial future. For more information and a free initial consultation, give us a call on 0191 281 8811 or visit our website, lowes.co.uk. Lowe's Financial Management, where personal finances are cared for personally. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Tottenham and Chelsea came together yesterday to remember their former striker Jimmy Greaves after his death at the age of 81. Greaves had suffered a stroke in May 2015, which left him wheelchair-bound and with severely impaired speech. Both Spurs and Chelsea remembered Greaves in their Premier League game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which Chelsea won 3-0 with the players wearing black armbands. Elsewhere in the Premier League, Manchester United beat West Ham by 2-1, and Brighton and Hove Albion also had a 2-1 win in their game against Leicester City. Meanwhile in Scotland, Rangers drew 1-1 against Motherwell and Celtic lost 1-0 to Livingston. In cricket, England bowler Stuart Broad is committed to going on the Ashes tour of Australia this winter amid concerns over the possible cancellation of next month's scheduled trip to Pakistan. Both the men's and women's sides are set for 2020 action in the country.
Weather with NE Taxis. Looking for a reliable taxi firm to get you safe from and to your destination? Why not book NE Taxis? We provide a prompt, reliable and professional taxi service for